I guess, I don't know. Now my baby, her intentions, so she says she's just 11 years old. She already made plans how she's going to college, who's going to be her roommate, where she's going to live, you know, and all this and blase that. And they also don't want to go, but she can draw. She's very artistic.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I said, listen, you're going to do something with your life. Now, if you like to draw, I'll send you to art school. But you're going to do something with your life. Because I'm not having no freebies, no freeloaders.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's not because I don't want, because I want you to do something with your own life. Well, you can be constructive, a productive citizen. You see what I'm saying? Like they say, mama may have, daddy may have, but God bless the child that has their own. You see, and like I said, you don't have to depend and rely on nobody. I said, I'll always back you up now, and my door is always open to you. I said, but God bless the child that has their own. And you remember that?
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend in Atlanta that's artistic. She's just incredible. I've never seen anybody that can paint. You know, she paints in oils and uses all these Da Vinci type techniques.
Mm, that
said,
is good.
If you don't go to school, I mean,
that's waste of talent.
Yeah, I'll even give you money. I mean, I'm no relation to it. So I'll even help you. I mean, Da Vinci's don't go along once in
It's bad that they give you recognition. Only time they give you recognition is when you're 6 feet under. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's a bad time. I'm saying, who the hell can use recognition then? I mean, who the hell can use the money then? Can the Da Vinci use the money? No! So, man, what can I tell you? I really don't know. But it's funny now what I'm talking about, but it ain't funny with today.
Mm-hmm. So your mother's parents were, they were born in the United States, or?
No, her parents were born in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
But she and her brothers were born here, but raised in Havana.
Okay.
Am I confusing you?
Well, a little bit, but
No, don't feel bad, because I'm confusing myself, and I've been living there for 33 years.
Okay. See, your mother's mother and father were born in Cuba. Do they have any education, or was it the same as your father's parents?
Tobacco. They work in a tobacco factory.
Okay.
And my grandmother also worked in a tobacco factory. On my mother's side.
You travel around as much as I have.
Okay.
Hey, what was your your husband's age?
Oh, my husband, my ex-husband, rather, is 34, 35. I'm 33. He's 35.
Okay. And his race was he
black?
Okay. And was he Catholic too?
Converted Catholic, yeah.
Okay. And can you remember anything about his education?
Well, he went to high school. No, wait a minute, I'll take it back. He went to elementary school in Fort Pierce, Florida, where he was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then his mother and his father got a divorce. Then he moved here to Tampa. Then he attended Cobb Elementary. Then from there to Middleton, junior senior high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, he also went to Florida Indian University.
Oh.